Yo, welcome back to New Entry Wrestling Podcast. I am your host, Ian, with my co-host, Ever. What it do, baby?
Happy 2024, Ian, and our listeners. For those who are tuning in, please hit the like, subscribe, and share button. You're listening to us on Spotify. Give us a 5-star rating and follow. And today, we're talking about Ian getting back with his ex.
Wait, what?
Yeah, TNA Wrestling.
Oh my gosh, dude. Really? You, I was like, you got. No. I like, bro,
like, wait a minute.
You got me there. You, the way you said it, so confidence too. I was like, what? You got me there. All right. But all jokes aside, we're actually here to talk about TNA Hard to Kill prediction, baby.
Oh, that's right, man. No pun intended. But this match card looks like a lot of total non-stop action.
Oh my gosh. But ever before we get into that, remember how we couldn't like remember what the TNA pay-per-views used to be called?
Yeah.
But now they're premium live events.
Nice.
So that's pretty cool.
So premium live events. Yeah, and thanks to the partnership with Endeavor. You know, I believe that we talked about in episode 158 when you named all the former TNA world champions or Impact champions too, in that order. By the way, very impressive again. I mean, I wouldn't be able to, not even WWE for me. people, check it out, you know, in the link below.
Ooh, appreciate the love, Ever. So, well, now let's get into these predictions, baby. Yo, what up? So, all right, Ever, are you excited for TNA Wrestling Hard to Kill? And the fact,
yes.
Like, bro, how do we go from Impact Wrestling? I'm still wearing the Impact. But how do we go to, like, Impact Bound for Glory and then now to TNA Hard to Kill? Last year was Impact Hard to Kill. It's just, like, it's crazy how TNA has shifted. And it's back. And
yeah.
Like you said at the beginning of the intro, you know, getting back with my ex, and it's like that's how I felt.
Because like, you went to an actual TNA show in Florida, right?
Yes, at the Impact.
I never experienced TNA wrestling. I wouldn't experience Impact wrestling.
Can I tell you how it felt to like
yeah.
purchase those tickets? Because it was something where it's like very unique. The only time that it was like a bittersweet. Because you have to purchase a universal ticket.
Oh.
So you get the theme park rides, but the problem is you had to make sure you get the one that TNA is going to be stationed because they had two studios. Kind of like Six Flags, you know how there's the Six Flags theme park and then Hurricane Harbor, or is
yeah.
that what it's
like
called?
The water
right?
park.
Yeah,
yeah
the
they like
water
the
park.
regular park and the water park. Yeah.
That's how Universal Studio was. So when I got there, the layout of it was pretty interesting. And you get the layout of, if you get lucky, I don't know where it's at now, but if you get lucky, there's a little like entryway, it takes you to a certain point where like you have no entrance. It's like on employees only, but if you go far enough, you could still see where the wrestlers walk and where they had that backstage with the main event mafia, with the team 3D, with the TNA wrestlers backstage fight where the cops got involved. You could see a little bit of that.
Oh, wow.
And so that was just that alone. I was just like, whoa, you know, that's crazy. And then just going inside and you see the merch table first and then just seeing the Impact Zone, bro. It was just like, so very unique. It felt like a spaceship kind of thing, just how like the layout was.
Yeah.
And just very unique. I didn't really like the standing sections. I really wish they had seats. You had to stand there.
Oh wow.
For like 3 hours. So that sucks. Sometimes 4 hours, you know. But yeah, that was the only thing that sucked. But just the experience to be there for Sacrifice, you know. Got to see AJ Styles, Sting, Samoa Joe, Christopher Daniels, RVD, Bobby Roode, Eric Young, Austin Aries, Bully Ray. You know, got to see all these great talents, you know, and then also the meet and greet. Got to meet Jeff Hardy, Mr. Anderson, Demon, Christy
wow.
Hemme, RVD. You know, got to meet so many great talents and stuff like that. And yeah, it was just like a best time. And, obviously I flew there. So that was back in 2012. And, hopefully I TNA Hard to Kill was kind of hoping to be there, but hey, we'll see what happens,
It's crazy,
hey.
like 12 years later, you're it's back to TNA. So this it was 12 years then, right? No, they transitioned like
11.
11.
So 2013
So right
is
afterwards.
that's when, so yeah, so it's been 10 years. So
Wow.
2013 is when they started going to Impact Wrestling.
Oh wow.
Yeah. But did it, I believe it didn't fully change, 'cause it was like
GCW. For like 6 like 3 months, right? Not
yeah.
GCW, GFW, not G, G
GFW. Wow.
not Game Changer, what is it? Game Force? I don't remember the.
Oh, I have no idea. I
Yeah,
know what you're
yeah.
talking about, but I just don't know where you're like heading towards.
Just saying,
So
like it wasn't directly from TNA to Impact. It was TNA,
it was
then
TNA Impact
GFW,
Wrestling, and
yeah.
then it fully went to Impact Wrestling.
But then it went to GFW,
Oh,
then Impact Wrestling.
GFW. Oh, Global
GF
Force.
Global Force, yeah.
That's okay. That's why I was like, I don't know where you're going with Global Force. Yeah.
For
No,
like a
but
hot
no.
second. It was not even like like 6 months or something. It was like two
No, it
months.
no. It was just them. I mean, I don't know. I'm just giving you the dirt sheet. I don't know how truthful it is. It was like a test run. But it just,
No.
they were like, nope, oh, my bad. My bad, my bad.
Turn back time.
Yeah, no. Global Force was a good company. Jeff Jarrett, he was doing something with it. The problem was, it was just like
They got no audience, man.
that too. No, because he was trying to go like mainstream.
But he didn't want to go like he wanted to be a big promotion already.
Yeah.
Like, hey, take it like one time, one
He
day at a
should have
time.
kept it independent. And it was like, you had the right resource, you had the right partnership. You should have started off independent first and then started doing baseball arenas, because they were doing baseball arenas since day one. And it was just like, whoa, hold on. Because
Yeah.
they had the top guys, because they were using top guys from TNA. But it's like, TNA is not even selling out baseball arena. Like, what are you doing? So. And also he had a couple locals, not locals. Well, yes, local wrestlers, but also like former WWE guys like Cody Rhodes,
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So, but yeah. But TNA Hard to Kill, very exciting. They have so much of a lineup going on. Let's get into these predictions, man, because they got 10 matches, man, and three of them are in the pre-show, where I don't understand
Wow.
why they're in the pre-show. So let's
What?
talk about it.
Okay.
So these are the three matches that's on the pre-show. Rich Swann versus Steve Macklin. Okay.
Wow.
Okay, cool. This is what bothers me about it, though. It says former champions clash. So it's like, so you got two former champions on your pre-show? That's a red flag. But regardless of all that, I'm gonna go with Rich Swann getting the W, just because Steve Macklin's apparently going out the door. So it's like, why is he gonna get the W? So,
Yeah, I agree with that one too. Cause I think he wants to go to AEW, but like, hopefully they use him there. I mean, that's the thing about he could be a champion right
right,
now, but
yeah, maybe.
hopefully, I mean, if he stays, he might. It's a because I think he's put his wife signed with AEW, but it's not always the case. Like some people that work in different promotions and they're married,
Right.
So
I feel like Steve Macklin deserves another title run though,
yeah.
because he was just there to fill, maybe he was supposed to win the title from Josh Alexander.
Yeah.
Nobody knows the case on that part, right? Maybe Josh Alexander was supposed to retain, because eventually at Against All Odds, we got to see, the rematch. We probably would we got to see Alex Shelley versus Steve Macklin. So let's say Steve Macklin didn't win the TNA World Heavyweight title. Josh Alexander doesn't vacate the title, right? Well, would we still would have gotten Josh Alexander versus Alex Shelley, or would it have been somebody else in that spot? Would Alex Shelley still win the title? What changed on that part? That's the only thing that I'm kind of like curious about. And the reason why I'm trying to bring it up, because let's just say Steve Macklin was never supposed, if Steve Macklin was never supposed to win the world title, I can understand why he needs to exit. But if he was supposed to be the guy, and remember, he still has that rivalry going on with Scott D'Amore. Because he was supposed to face Scott D'Amore at Slammiversary. Merhad Deener took his spot because he hurt his shoulder. Steve Macklin comes back. He faces Josh Alexander. Winner fate goes on to the main event, Bound for Glory. Steve Macklin did not win. And so I feel like the rivalry between Steve Macklin and Josh Alexander could still continue. He deserves another shot at the world title. Pick up his feud with Scott D'Amore. So it's like there's so much going on with this guy. So if this guy leaves, it's like everything he had worked for, it's just like it was all for nothing, basically. But this was last year.
Yeah, because you would think like he would, because well, I mean, he signs where his wife signed. Best, I don't think he's gonna be a world champion anytime soon,
No, not
in
in
AEW.
AEW.
No, he'll be like probably like a tag team champion maybe in Ring of Honor or some, like something like. But he will never be a world champion. At least in TNA, he at least he'll have like, title shots. He didn't make him a title shot in AEW just to be like, hey, thanks for coming. But
Right.
he's not gonna win. He's not
He
gonna
never
beat.
he had a lot of opportunities at titles, but he never really fully won a world. I mean, the only title he won was the world heavyweight title. That
Which
was
is
the
not
only
bad
title.
either.
Yeah, it's a hell of a resume. And also the fact that Impact Wrestling is now TNA. So, now you have like the opportunity to win the TNA World Heavyweight Championship. That's why I was kind of surprised that Deonna Purrazzo would leave TNA, because I would assume like, let me have a run at the TNA World Heavy the TNA Knockouts title. And I would assume she was going to have a short-term deal, or like at least a one-year deal. But I don't know. I really don't know why she went with AEW. For all we know, it could have been more money. For all we know, was TNA had nothing else for her, where it was just like, yeah, we could offer you a contract, but when it comes to story, it's like, we don't have nothing for you. You're just going to be a wrestler for us. So it could just be that. It could also, Deonna Purrazzo left just because, opportunities, more money. She's done everything she can in Impact Wrestling. And, it's better to, she could always come back to TNA Wrestling. Hopefully she didn't sign a long contract with AEW.
She probably did.
Probably.
Tony always signs people to like 5-year deals minimum. He's like, there's no like,
Yeah,
oh, a
because
1-year contract.
he offers so much money.
Yeah. So I don't think we're gonna see her for a while if she
Yeah.
decides to join.
So, but Steve Macklin, hey, wherever you decide to go, good luck. But hey, if he does go to AEW, I mean, I would like to see him face Jon Moxley, that's for sure. And Hangman Page. But that's about it. Oh,
We'll barely see her.
and Adam Coleman. All right, going on to the next match, Eddie Edwards, Brian Myers versus the TNA original, Eric Young and Frankie Kazarian. I'm going to go with TNA originals, Eric Young and Frankie Kazarian.
Yeah, me too. I don't know, because I feel like it seems like they're a better team because they're in a young and they're TNA guys, right?
Yeah. I do love Eddie Edwards, but I got to go. The only reason why I do want the TNA originals to win, just because I feel like they should
Make them look strong.
be a tag team, like an actual tag team, like be a tag team that way, like be the TNA originals. Like, that's a nice tag team for you guys. Not a lot of people can say that, so be part of that, that name, TNA original tag team, and then go after the tag team titles. I mean, if they don't stay as a tag team, I mean, look how it worked out for Beer Money. That's what we need. We need another Beer Money, That's
That was pretty fun, though.
that was. We need another LAX, So we
Yeah.
that tag team, but we got a lot of tag team. Speaking of, we'll just go ahead, go to the tag team match. ABC versus The Rascals, Speedball Mountain, Mike Bailey, Trent Seven, the Greasy Young Veterans, in a fatal four-way tag team match for the TNA World Heavyweight Championship. Actually very excited for this match because it's like, whoa, like, this is gonna be crazy. This is gonna be a crazy tag team match right here. This is like this tag team match right here. This is like this is TNA. It's like this is TNA. Who do you think is gonna go over?
I say ABC
Do you think ABC is gonna retain?
because they barely won it, no? They won it at Bound for Glory, so it's
Yeah,
been like 3 months,
but that's what
so
I'm
I think,
saying. But not they didn't really have so much of a title defense with it. And those tag
yeah,
team
so.
titles are nice.
Oh yeah, they're really nice.
That's they.
We haven't talked about that. They give us updated titles now. I'm like,
Yeah.
woo.
Woo. Yeah. Oh yeah. Those nice tag team titles. We'll post the photo right here on the screen. But yeah, like those tag team titles are very nice. I like the red. It's not. It's weird. I'm not just because oh I'm a TNA guy. It's just like it when you see the belt, it's very nice. It's very classic.
I don't know. I like it better than the Impact ones. The Impact ones seem too square to me. You know, like they had like that little the square shape.
I
This is
actually
more like a
yeah.
shape. Like, oh, okay. You know what I mean? Like how the tag team title was kind of like a rectangle with a
It looked like
rectangle with
a
a rectangle.
it looked like a nail, like a
Yeah,
fingernail.
it looked like a thumb. Looked like a thumb. You know, and they're
Yeah,
all
I had mixed feelings about it. Yeah, I had mixed feelings.
because the TNA titles back then were fire too, like the Eagle one. And the TNA one, it looks like the World Heavyweight title. That was legit, you
Yeah.
know? And the tag team
Those
titles were not bad either, you know?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, the tag team titles at the time, I didn't really these titles, I didn't really the tag team I kind of it like kind of grew in me. That's what she said. But these new tag team titles, it's like I fell in love with them first sight. And it's just like, oh my gosh, like finally a belt that it's like not even an issue with. And it's weird because it's coming from TNA. It's like wait, it's coming from TNA where it's like why what's going on? Why do you guys have nice titles?
Interesting, huh?
I wonder where they're
So,
getting that money from.
I know, right? We'll talk about it at the end. Let's see our predictions about other stuff
Cat
too, but
Williams, where you at?
yeah, right? Dude, that was a good interview though. But anyways, who do you got?
I'm gonna go with the underdog, in my opinion, Speedball Mountain.
So you're going for
So,
the only team that's not had a long like relationship together.
yes.
'Cause everybody else has been around for like probably a few years, each of them.
Right. I just feel, here's the thing. I think just for that night, if it was up to me, I would book them to go over for tonight. And then since there's taping the next night, have them drop the belt the next night back to ABC. And then just like that, like play a hot potato just for the night. And then but then I'll have them like start, I will push them kind of out. What I would do with them is did I would do something similar to like what the WWE did with Bianca and Becky's feud. Like how Becky took the title away from Bianca. Bianca had a rematch, failed. She had to start all over, win the Rumble. Did she win the Rumble? No, she didn't win the Rumble. She won the Chamber match, right? She was
I think so,
supposed, she
yeah.
was part of the Rumble, failed. Chamber won, went on and faced Becky. And so that's how I would book the Speedball Mountain, where it's like, win the title. They got a taste of it, they lost it. And it's like have them start over until like Slammiversary or something or Bound for Glory, and that's where they win the titles back, and that's where I'll give them a longer reign. So like give them that underdog story. It's like, oh, we got the taste of it, and then it was like, damn, it was taken away from us. So but that's who I would go with. Up next, oh man, god damn, bro, Josh Alexander. Alex Hammerstone. I don't even know, like, how, like, Josh asked for this match. Josh asked. Scott D'Amore went out to Josh Alexander. Who do you want to face? Alex Hammerstone. Give me him, you know? And it's just like, God damn. And you know what bothers me? Is that they should have done like how they did with Josh. They did it to Josh. They did it to Michael Elgin. I believe they did it to Sammy and Moose and Edwards in the past of going up to them saying, who do you want to face at this pay-per-view? I wish TNA back then, like Dixie Carter, would have done that to Kurt Angle. Who do you want to face?
Man, who knows what I would have been.
Exactly. Exactly. Imagine the guys that he would have freaking picked. Kurt Angle, man. AJ Styles. Who do you want to face outside this company that we could bring in that you could face at a pay-per-view? Like, imagine they would have said that to Kurt Angle and AJ Styles. We probably would have seen Adam Cole. We probably would have seen El Generico, Kevin Steen, Davey Richard, Eddie Edwards, Austin Aries a long time ago. If they would have went up to Kurt Angle and AJ Styles, who do you want to face? And we're not going to bury them. You're going to, who do you want to face? And we're going to give you 20 minutes with them. You know? Oh my gosh. I can't even write. Let's move on because or else something's going to come out of my pants.
Who do you got though? You got winning.
Josh Alexander.
Yeah, me too. He's the guy that actually works there. Hammerstone is like the MLW guy, you know?
Unless, hey, for all we know, he may get a contract that day. What if that's a big announcement?
Maybe.
You know, after the match, Scott D'Amore comes out. Here's a contract. This is the big announcement, you know?
Yeah.
Before we move on, since I brought it up, what do you think the big announcement is? Just if you have to, this is predictions. This is predictions. So I want to know your prediction of the announcement and what would you like it to be? So I want two answers from you.
I'm thinking there's going to be multiple. I don't think it's just one because it's like the first TNA show. They're going to announce a bunch of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but imagine it was something like what happened with Jinder Mahal on The Rock. You know how Triple H made an announcement, former world champion's going to show up, blah, blah, blah. And then I don't know if you recall, but there was no mention in the show. Former champion is going to show up until like the last 2 minutes of it or like the last 30 seconds they mentioned. Yeah. Oh, up next, former WWE champion is going to show up. And it was like, oh, after the, you know, commercial break. And then when we came back, that's when they like showed it. So like, let's just say TNA was doing something like that. Hey, Scott D'Amore's at 8 o'clock, we're going to have an announcement. What do you think the announcement is going to be?
I don't know. It's so many things, and I don't want to be like a dirt sheet guy, you know, because those guys are always wrong or kind of wrong. But if I was just me personally, I'm thinking they're going to have a relationship with NXT. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. It just feels like
lies. World, what do you think? I think Shawn Michaels is going to show
because up. You can't say Worlds Collide with New Japan because they already work with New Japan. They can't say Worlds Collide with Mexico. Right. Anybody in Mexico, they already work with. They're working with AAA. Mm-hmm. They can't say Worlds Collide with AEW because they already work with AEW.
Right.
So the only company that's left that's not any of those that's WWE? Major is right. WWE.
And no offense to other promotions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
None of them is worse. For TNA to say we have a huge announcement that we have to wait to TNA Hard to Kill.
Because the fact that they work with Endeavor, Endeavor's gonna be like, hey, why don't you just guys work together? Mm-hmm. You know, you're using us, Endeavor, right. or you know, as a streaming service. Like, why not just like partner up? WWE is already open to All Japan. They let NXT guy go to New Japan, All Japan right. Wrestling. What's to say? Like, you know what? You know, you guys been around for 20 plus years already. Like, you know what? We just work together. Triple H, I can imagine if it is NXT, I can see like Bron Breakker versus Josh Alexander.
What's a perfect company to work with TNA for WWE to say, you know what? We're not going to work with you, but built a relationship, we'll do it with NXT. You know,
I mean,
it just makes sense.
I could see WWE, like, because the fact that they work with All Japan and they let Nakamura go to Pro Wrestling Noah, but Pro Wrestling Noah has a contract with AEW, so probably that's a one-off. All Japan doesn't have a contract with anybody. Well, they're gonna start unifying, or not? They're not gonna combine all the Japanese companies or the major ones, but they're gonna all work together. It's gonna be All Japan, New Japan, Big Japan. Stardom, they're gonna be working together as like a united. It's like the NWA, but it'd be like for Japan only. So that might be like, don't even be like, hey, I know you're working with the AEW New Japan, but like, let's do a little partnership here and there. Like they used to in the past. People forget about that. That they used to work with all these Japanese companies back in the day. And then with Mexico, you know, well, obviously both Mexican companies are working with AEW. But they're not working together, you know. Like, hey, yeah, we both work with AEW, but AAA and CMLL are not going to work with each other ever. It's like, you know, WWE might be like, we want to be in Mexico, but we'll work with the Crash, we'll work with IWRG, we'll work with, you know, some other smaller promotion in Mexico. I mean, I could see WWE doing that because if they actually, they're WWE's trying to. I mean, I looked at it. Every show so far that's been announced for WWE, only two of them are not in the US. Only two of them are in the US, you know, which is insane. You would think, you know, it's like, so WWE might be like, you know what? And they probably do want to start NXT Europe. You know, they might, I know they ended the relationship with Progress and all that, but they might, like, hey, TNA is the
And
second best
that
thing.
you just said it right there. TNA works with other people, other promotions. So I don't understand why it's people find it hard to believe that WWE will work with TNA Wrestling. I would understand working with Impact Wrestling, but TNA Wrestling is a different, that's a different story.
And the fact is, like, if TNA ever were to be sold to WWE, which I don't think is going to happen, they'll have AJ Styles' library. They'll have Kurt Angle's library.
Kurt freaking alone.
Yeah, his TNA library alone will be like,
Alone.
we'll just take that. We'll just take his library from, we'll just take Kurt Angle's library. We don't even say, you could keep the rest of them. We just want Kurt Angle's and AJ Styles because they, you know, they're the big guys now.
LA
And CM
Knight.
Punk. Yeah, LA
LA
Knight,
Knight didn't
CM
have a
Punk.
big career, but LA Knight admitted himself he had a great run in Impact Wrestling. The problem was he finished his story. And once he dropped the belt, it was kind of like he should have
Okay.
left the company. He stayed. And there was nothing for him. And they told him that. And it was just like, it was not like a bad thing. People were like, oh, why is Impact Wrestling burying Eli Drake? It's like he's done his part. You know, we're not, you know, we would like to keep him around because he does bring, you know, he's a big part of the company, but he's already like back to Deonna Purrazzo. It's like I've done everything already. You know, yeah, I could stay for TNA Wrestling to win the TNA Knockouts title, but I could always come back.
5 years.
And if that, you know, for all we know, she may did a short deal contract. I hope not. But or who knows? Maybe she went to a and it, for all we know, she probably went to AEW just to get more money or to see can she be a star? Maybe she's trying to like, you know, get WWE's attention, you know. I don't know. But that's the other thing. Why would Deonna Purrazzo leave if WWE is gonna work with them? Unless she doesn't know that kind of stuff. I mean, why would she? You know, that's backstage stuff, that's office stuff. She's a wrestler, so maybe, you know, but I would assume if everybody, a lot of people are staying, you know, but that goes for Eddie Edwards too. But Eddie Edwards, he's like the locker
He
room.
resigned, right?
Yeah, he resigned and he's like, I don't know if he's still the locker room leader. I would assume he is. But yeah, like for him, Eddie Edwards has done everything, you know, and
Because
but he
that,
still re resigned
I
with the
mean,
company.
it's pretty like far, like it's pretty like oh, it might be WWE, but like you never know anymore. Like I never, you never know. It might be,
CM Punk,
like you told me CM
AEW
Punk,
return back to WWE in 1 year
like
is
I
just
never
like too
thought that would
much.
happen ever. And like I never thought that like WWE will allow wrestlers to work at All Japan again. Well, they worked back in the 80s and 90s, but again, like WWE actually, like, you know what, go ahead. You know, that's so, anything could happen in 2024, but I'm thinking if that happens, that's gonna like be insane. The other thing is they might sign Hammerstone, I think, or bring back Callahan. I think Callahan hasn't really signed with anybody else.
Yeah, for
You
all we
know,
know,
they re-signed Mickey James, you know. It could be anybody. It could be
right.
anybody
But
like they used already.
and here's the crazy thing. It doesn't, who said it's a wrestler? It could,
Yeah, it
they
could.
could easily say we're bringing back the six sides of ring, the six side
Oh my
ring,
God. Yeah.
you know, or hey, at Slammiversary, we're not going to be in front of 500 people. We're going to be in front of 5,000 people. You know, we're going to be in an arena for Slammiversary or Bound for Glory or Rebellion, you know, so it doesn't have to be a wrestler. It's just because of the past
Or they signed Mercedes. Who knows? They signed
that,
Sasha Banks. I don't know.
right.
Mercedes, Sasha. Who knows? I mean,
She could, yeah.
there's so much.
There's.
Like the fact that they say they have money to pay seven figures to Ospreay. You know, they like, where does this money come from? Denver money is like good money, but like, what
No,
else
that
did they
money was
do?
coming from Anthem.
But still, Anthem's like,
Yeah.
we'll spend 10 million. We'll spend $1 million on this guy or 10 million, whatever, seven figures is.
Well, that was because he's moving from
Oh,
the
yes.
UK. That's why.
Seven figures is like $1 million. Like the fact that they're willing to do that, they could have
Right.
do that money earlier for everybody else, but they do it for this one guy. So I'm like, they got money after this Endeavor, and you know, probably the Endeavor deal is gonna help them a lot. You know, they might come to, you know, they might join Fox, they might join, get out of Access TV and go to like
Right.
NBC.
They'd
Never
they
know.
partner they partnership with NFL
They did. Oh, why? See, they're
with
getting money.
for in for a I think it was like an insurance kind of thing. I
See
don't
that?
remember.
See, I'm like,
But the
they're getting bank.
regardless what it is, it says NFL.
Oh wow,
Regardless
yeah,
what it, it's
that's already
NFL.
a lot. Yeah,
It's
that's a
still a
lot of,
lot. That's still a lot of attention. You know, it could be a small company, but it's like it could be insurance, it could be something else. It doesn't the it, the stamp says a partnership with NFL. What I don't know what it is, but they
guarantee
partnership.
money.
It's like, yeah, so already that alone because of oh my gosh, what's the company called ever
Endeavor.
in Denver?
Endeavor. Endeavor. Well, you
Welcome
get there
to
eventually.
ever teaching
No,
Ian how to speak properly.
it's fine.
My
You'll get
ESL teacher.
it.
Anyways, TKO is partnership with Tuna Wrestling.
I'll be ins you never
Or
know. I mean, you never know at this point.
yeah,
You never.
you really Triple H
It
could
could be
show
a
up.
it could be anything.
Triple
It
H
could.
could show up. Brock Lesnar. I think it's Brock Lesnar. Maybe
Ooh.
Brock Lesnar found out, like, hey, you could pay what now? I'll take that million.
Yeah.
Because Brock
Wow.
Lesnar wanted to, you know, he called up Kurt Angle. You think you
Well, I
give me
think
the same?
originally he was gonna go to TNA, but then he decided to go to Japan instead of TNA. Remember when he got let go for or he left WWE, he went to New
Yeah, but
Japan?
it wasn't right away though.
No, but he could have been in TNA because Kurt Angle was like, I'm in.
Was that the case? I thought he was in Ch Japan first, and then after his deal with Japan, that's when he asked Kurt Angle about if he could get the same deal that he was getting in TNA.
Yeah, and then he decided to go to UFC.
That's
Then
yeah, that's a,
he
that's
went.
a, that's how I took it. Like
Yeah.
that's how I remember it, I should
I don't
say.
know. I don't know all the
Yeah.
details of that.
Yeah, I'm not saying I know I remember the report. I know how like the news broke out, but obviously that sometimes that's like when people I you know what annoys me is like when I hear news and I'm like that was like 10 years ago. Why are we talking about it today? And then I
Yeah.
forget we have a whole new generation of wrestling fans
That know nothing about
that know
this. I'm like,
nothing
they
about
what?
this. Yeah,
They
and
what?
it's yeah, and then I'm just like, "Oh yeah." That's
Yeah,
why. So, but yeah, like, hey, well, once again, Brock Lesnar, he probably found out, hey, TNA got that money now. What?
or Goldberg even.
No, please take that back.
I
Take that back,
know.
man. Don't do that. Don't
I'm
disrespect
going. I'm
TNA.
digging more.
Yeah. 10 years ago, 10 years ago, sure. I would have considered it.
Now it's like, eh.
No, now it's no. I believe there was a rumor, I think in 2019. Well, they were trying to work a deal with Goldberg, or that's with the whole you know how the Moose, he was calling his spear no jackhammer needed,
Wow.
and that because they were trying to build a feud,
Oh, wow.
and they were talking there was rumors of TNA talking with them, and once they couldn't agreed a deal that they just told Moose to stop, like you calling it that way, you know we're not gonna call it the no jackhammer needed. That's the dirt sheets, obviously.
Yeah, I'll take the thing with dirt sheets is I'll read it stuff. I'm like, you know what? Until it actually happens, I'll believe them.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh,
But
it never
that, but
happened.
it's still the, I mean, it's still, besides all that, it's like, regardless, I mean, it's still fun to talk about
Oh,
of
yeah.
like where it could be. For all we know, it could be something lame. For all we know, it could be something that we're just like, whoa, how did we miss that? You
Yeah,
know,
we didn't have no cues about it.
it could be right under our nose, and we're so out of there, we're just like, oh my gosh, I would never thought that,
Yeah.
you know.
Or you never, you know what I thought? What if, like, what's that? Oh, Sanity comes back and joins Eric Young, you know? Alexander Wolf. Oh,
It's
you didn't
oh,
watch
like,
X.
but not as an announcement, but as a, I was gonna ask you that towards the, well, you know, towards the end of the prediction, I was gonna ask you, like, what do you expect any surprises?
I mean, people, I think honestly, people would want to work for TNA. They know the history. They're like, it, like you said, Impact Wrestling was fine, but it's like it's not TNA.
It's not,
That's
it's
what.
not, it's not
That's why it's
TNA.
like,
I could
ooh,
back
I
up
could.
TNA wrestling.
That's why you say with Deonna Purrazzo, like, why didn't she just stay? She could have just gone, just worked for TNA, but she left right
Yeah,
before they announced, before they
but you know
even.
what? I will say this. I will say about this about Deonna Purrazzo. She is the face of Impact Wrestling. She's the face of Impact Wrestling. So for her to like, I already made a name for myself. I'm the face of Impact Wrestling. Why do I need to start over when I could just start all over somewhere else and hopefully make, you know, obviously I'm pretty sure she is making more money.
Oh yeah, come on.
Yeah,
You probably threw
so
like
the,
5 million at her.
I will say that because it's like I'm the face, regardless. It's like, hey, I was gonna leave regardless if you're, you know, rebranding the company and all that. But it's like I'm the face of this. Let me retire with this company, because in a way, she kind of did.
Yeah.
You know, she retired with the company, and thanks to her, she saved TNA, Impact Wrestling, during the pandemics. When she signed with TNA and or Impact Wrestling, I had some mixed feelings because I was like, NXT couldn't do anything with her. I don't want to see how you guys could. She proved me wrong to a
Yeah.
point. She proved me wrong, you know. So throughout the whole pandemic, she was, you know, she kept the knockout division alive, you know, and then she kept pushing it into the main event picture, thanks to her. So I got to give her props on that. So, you know, I mean, like, I hate to see her go. I mean, she's already gone, but it was just kind of, to me, it's just, I took it personally because it's like, bro, you like, you kept me still in the loop, like kept like keeping TN Impact Wrestling alive. And I'm watching it because of you. TNA's back. My first, you know, my true love
Yeah.
and all that. And it's like, oh my gosh, I'm going to get Deonna Purrazzo in TNA. And it's like, you're not going to be there. But you know
Yeah.
who else is going to be there? Jordynne Grace. So,
Speaking of knockouts, what about the Ultimate X match? That's
oh,
gonna be interesting.
well, okay, no, that we'll talk about that. We'll go into that. The Knockouts, Ultimate X.
Yeah. Because I think
Two things.
the world title match, the women's title match is going to be a main event. So let's just do
Okay,
this one
okay.
first. They might. Ooh.
Do
Okay,
you
go
think this is
ahead.
gonna, I think this is gonna be the opening match. Most likely, right?
I think it is, but I don't know how they're going to do it where like you'll cash it in the same night kind of thing. I don't know. Or
That's what I was gonna ask you.
that's where you're going?
I was gonna ask you
Yeah.
for your prediction first, and then so let's do that. Who do you think is going over?
I'm going with. I liked her in NXT UK, Zaya Brookside.
Zaya Brookside. See, I only want to pick her because she's cute, and I hope she signs with TNA because I want to see her more.
Well, I'm realizing a lot of people they're using are from NXT UK. Trent Seven, the Grizzled Young Vets, Zaya Brookside, Danny Luna.
Well,
Well,
it's
if
because because remember they were just at the UK
yeah, they're
last
probably like,
month.
hey, come along.
So they
Come back.
probably, yeah, so that's what they do. They whoever they impress, they bring them along and all
There's
that.
subcultures there too. They're using subculture.
They're in this match? I mean, not
No,
in this
but no, I
match, in
mean
the show.
they've been used recently. They were
Oh,
I was a
yeah.
you know
Oh,
like
yeah.
Mark Andrews
They
and
were tag team champions for TNA
yeah,
or
exactly.
Impact
See, I
Wrestling.
was like, oh, but
Yeah.
yeah.
So for me, I'm gonna go with Danny Luna. Is that her name?
Yeah, the other NXT
Because
UK girl.
she just signed with TNA Wrestling.
So she's official.
But so that's who I think. My second choice, I'm gonna say Alicia Edwards.
Interesting.
Cause she's the wild card. But I feel like she's not going to, so that's why she's my second choice.
Yeah.
And yeah. But do you think we're gonna get a same cash in night tonight at a
If
cash in?
it goes the way I think it is, where they're first, I think they would, but I don't know how they do that with like it's not feast or fired, it's not like it's not money in the bank. It's just like I
What
won
are
the
the rules,
match.
basically?
Yeah, like whoever are they gonna be in the beginning match? Like, whoever wins this could cash in anytime they want.
Right.
So they could be like, hey, if I win this, like the person, if they when they win, they're like, I wanna use this tonight. But then it won't be a surprise. So I don't know how, make it a triple threat match, but they just
I obviously will probably more
on the day of,
details of the day of the show, where it's like, hey, this is like they could cash it in whenever, or it's like, no, it's like
It has to be used for a later show. Like, it
you
has to
have
be for the
to,
February show or April show, whatever show.
yeah, it's like you have to,
It's like the Rumble.
it's not like a call your shot Gothic,
Yeah,
where it's like you could,
exactly.
yeah, it's like, no, it's like you, this is the number one contender. You could cash it in whenever, but it's not like a money in the bank briefcase,
Yeah,
it's
it's
like,
not where you have
no,
to do it now, do it now.
yeah.
No,
So
yeah.
that could be the case. Just the only reason why I say that is because nobody has done like a cash in, and
Yeah.
I hope and not everything needs to be a cash in, because it's like, what's the purpose of call your shot Gothic then?
Yeah.
What's the purpose of that, and what's the
It's like
purpose
money.
of
It's
Feast
like
of
money in the
Fire?
bank. It's like money. It's like money in a bank. It's like if it doesn't have that purpose of like surprise factor,
That could be the money in the bank.
that could be
That could
actually.
be their money in the bank. The
So
because they
get rid
don't
of the
have to,
Call Your
yeah.
Gauntlet. It's like because the Call Your Gauntlet is
No,
technically a Royal Rumble, and then
well,
Feast or Fired is like Feast or Fired, like.
I would say the Ultimate X match be the money in the bank, like the briefcase. Call
Yeah.
your shot Gothic. I would say be that, let that be the Royal Rumble. Do you want a main event?
Pay-per-view or something like a
You
PLE
get,
now.
yeah, no, like it's diff I would say have a main event Bound for Glory then.
But that's October though, so they have to have that like in
But that's what I'm saying. They could
August.
have it at they could either they could have it at Slammiversary.
Ooh, yeah, okay.
Have it at Slammiversary, the call your shot Gothic, and then but they could do it, they could do it at Slammiversary and Bound for Glory. So it's like, hey, Slammiversary, whoever wins this Gothic, it goes on to go main event Bound for Glory, and then have one in Bound for Glory. Whoever wins at Bound for Glory, hard to kill. Like you already did with Moose. You did it with
Yeah.
Jordynne Grace. So just keep get do the ball rolling. Don't
So
do
where
it
do you
for
think?
Rebellion. Do it
So
for
what do you think?
Slammiversary.
What is it? So what do you think for Feast or Fired? Is that gonna? You think that's like a thing, or is that more
Feast
like
or Fire is
we have to get rid of this guy. He wants to go. Like
Do
we want
Feast
to do
and
it.
do sorry, because it's like a delay for a second. Do Feast or Fire when somebody's about to be released, because I like that. That's
But then we
pretty,
kind of know then, right? You're like, oh, someone's leaving. But then we know they're leaving because they probably tell people. They'd probably be like, ah, oh, this is my last run with the company or whatever. Like, I guess you're fired.
That I mean, wouldn't that be cool? Wouldn't you want to leave that way?
Yeah, so
I
yeah.
would, especially if I'm a mid card.
Yeah.
Like I'm a mid card. It's like, it's not like you're gonna give me a nice exit, right? So it's like,
Yeah.
yeah, let's do a gimmick out of it. At least that way somebody, at least, because imagine how good that would feel. The fact that you're leaving the company, and the fact of like, hey, I want to be released, and they're like, oh, we're gonna have a Feast and Fire match. You're giving three other people opportunities at the titles when you leave, thanks to you. So like, yeah, that
Yeah.
I'll feel happy. I'll feel great about that, where it's like, yeah, I'm leaving the company, put me in a Feast and Fire match. I'll get the fire briefcase, and that way you give these three guys an opportunity at a future title shot, regardless if they win or not. But at
Yeah.
least you give them the opportunity thanks to my exit. Hell yeah, I want to leave that way. Because imagine leaving and you don't do anything for nobody. Because it's like, imagine leaving and nobody remembers you leaving, or
Yeah,
forget that
definitely.
you were there. I want to leave in a way where it's like, bro, if I'm leaving, if I'm not going to resign with you guys, or you guys going to let me go, put me in a loser leaves town match. Put me in a, you know, contract versus contract match. Don't just be like, oh, yeah, this is your last match. Take care. I'm like, what the hell? No.
Go out with a bang, right?
Yeah. What the hell? Put me in a storyline. Because what if, because put me in a storyline for people to cheer me on. Because what if you guys change your mind?
Or they change their mind too. They're like, you know what?
Yeah,
stay. They
yeah, build me up to a loser leaves town match. Because when because if nobody cares for me, then they're gonna be like, oh, okay, well, you're losing anyways. But then if people are cheering for me and hoping I don't leave, you guys may say, okay, you know what? Hold on, let's talk.
Yeah,
you know. So, come on, people, think. Ooh. Don't just leave a company.
Yeah, Tini's watching us, right?
No, I hope so.
So the next match,
Dirty Dango versus PCO.
I'm kind of shocked by this one.
Why? Why? I'm not mad. Why? What's going to happen in this match card? Two things is gonna happen. We're gonna watch this match, and we're either gonna be, oh, that's why that match was on pay-per-view, or why was this on pay-per-view?
Yeah, because I think we didn't talk about it, but the third pre-show match is the Tommy Dreamer versus Crazy Steve for the TNA Digital Media in a no DQ. I'm like, that's more like a main card match.
Because it's a Digital Media.
It's for the title, yeah. It's a championship match.
Internet title. That's why.
I get it.
It's the internet title. I had the same feeling, too, when I saw it. I'm like, why is this on the pre-show? Oh, yeah, it's the internet title.
I realize it's the only title that's not originally in TNA. It was the Legends title or the TV title. It's the only title that's not original to, like, TNA, because the World Tag Team, the Knockouts.
I see what you mean. Yeah,
even the Knockouts Tag Team was in TNA, you know? Right. So TNA Digital Media is the only one that – only if they continue the lineage of the TV title or the Legends title.
No, please don't.
So, no, I mean, but I'm saying, like, it's the only title it's not, like, originally part of, like, TNA.
Right.
Everybody else, every other title is, like, you've seen them in TNA as a TNA title, you know? So, wow, it's unique. But, yeah, I don't know why. And PCO does really crazy bumps. Every show I've been to.
My bad. I just want to add one thing, that it's a singles match. But yeah, the Tommy Dreamer match is the disqualification match. That's what's throwing me off. That's what's throwing me off.
Yeah.
But anyways, continue what you were going to say.
But is it, because I don't watch TNA like that, but is Dirty Dango and PCO like a feud? Or is it like a match? So
it's a feud.
But is it a crazier feud than Dreamer and Crazy Steve? I thought Crazy Steve and Tommy Dreamer's feud was more intense.
Yes, but
what
once
I
again,
saw, I don't. I'm not like I don't watch it like every day like you do.
It's not well. Remember, because they had a pause, but they have a mini feud. Both men do have a mini feud. But remember, one of the championship is the internet the title.
Yeah,
it's the internet title. So it's like that's why.
It's the beyond streaming or the internet,
yeah, because it's or else, you know, it's like I'm just glad it's one of those things, because it's like, why? But then it's like, I understand why. And
it's like, know. How like they keep, like with AEW, they showcase Ring of Honor titles on AEW, but they never, they like, they should just keep it on Ring of Honor TV,
right?
But they keep, but
it's just like you have your own title.
So you're telling me it's like, yeah, because it's the digital media means it's only on streaming, it's only online, it's not meant to be on television, you know?
It could be, but but that's not the purpose of it. The purpose is to give everybody opportunity. So instead of like for that match itself, there has to be a reason, because again, it's Dirty Dango versus PCO. We still rare. We have Rich Wong and Steve Macklin. We have the TNA original. Eric Young and
Kazarian
against Brian Myers and Eddie Edwards. A lot of former world champions.
And what people don't know, because we've been to TNA shows or whatever. TNA Impact.
Hey, yo.
There's probably more matches that we're not on television. Right. We're like, and remember when we went to Papa? Oh yeah, they could be, because I'm missing some people. I'm like, where's this guy or this lady? I'm like, oh, where's Killer Kelly?
Okada is going to be a Snake Eyes the night after. So he may show up at Hard to Kill. He could be the announcement. I believe he's no longer with New Japan.
Maybe not. You know,
So
that'd be nuts.
he could be the new signing. He probably heard the, you guys have $1 million too. You know, so for all we
Like,
know,
not, you don't give it to Ospreay, give it to me. I'll
yeah,
take the $1 million contract. And you'll let me
exactly.
work everywhere. You'll let me work anywhere but AEW, maybe, or
Yeah.
you know, you're letting me work anywhere, any company I want to.
So for all we know, that could be the case too. So,
It's
but
crazy.
what I did realize, we have a lot of former champions on the pre-show.
Yeah,
So
a lot. Everybody.
remember who they're working with. So they need a lot of eyes. So maybe that's why they're like, we got to put these former champions in the free show because we need a lot of eyes.
You think they, but you think Eric Young, because you know how he left WWE, right? He, like, McMahon came back, he's like, I'm leaving. You think that's gonna be a little bit of like, that's why they put him on a pre-show? Like, you know what? If it is, if it does happen, I'm not saying it's gonna happen. We're not gonna be like, oh my God, WWE's gonna work with TNA. But you think a little WWE's a little salty, like, well, but then they're like, we get it, you know, with McMahon. I know, we know why you left. You know, you didn't really show.
The only thing is, I could, it's just like a lot of faces. I don't think it has to do anything with Vince. I'm
Oh
pretty
no.
sure it's more of a, besides the Tommy Dreamer, Crazy Steve is the only match that's worth putting on the pay-per-view because it has a story between Crazy Steve and Tommy Dreamer. So they do have a rivalry going on. Well, duh, that's why it's a no disqualification match and it's for
Yeah.
the title.
It's more personal than the PCO one, I think, because it's like a
Yeah,
singles match.
but at the same, but then you know what? I keep forgetting, and you mentioned it. PCO does crazy stunts.
Every match I've seen
So,
in live, he faced Jonah, got power bombed like on the floor, and then the other matches, it was a monster ball match
Right.
where he went through tables and all that. I'm like, this
So
guy.
that alone, right there, you just said it. So the fact that that man alone, would you put him in a pre-show?
No.
I think we just answered
And
our own question.
he signed a new contract too, so like, hey,
We,
to prove that you're a good signing, we'll put you in the main show.
yeah, in crazy spot,
Awesome.
you know. So for all that, we just answered our own question.
Yeah.
PCO is
Let's
just
move on.
he's yeah he's a draw. Yeah, he's not, no offense to, I'm not saying those guys are not pay-per-view worthy, but it's like it's for you guys to be on the show because you guys are TNA,
Yeah.
you know. And but PCO, he's the one who's doing the crazy stunts. So
Yeah, he's the oldest guy there.
for all we know, he may go through a flaming table. So let's
Yeah.
move on.
Okay. The next match. Whoo, man.
Chris Sabin, El Hijo del Vikingo, and Kushida. I'm going with Kushida on this one.
I'm going with Chris Sabin.
You're going with Chris Sabin. All right, cool.
I mean, I would say Vikingo, but he's already the mega champion, and he's in AEW a lot.
I
So I
wouldn't
don't think
want
he's.
him to be champion anyways, unless he signed with the company. I hate when they give him the title when they're not even signed with the company.
Yeah.
Unless it's something like, let's just say, like, for example, Will Ospreay, right? It's like, hey, we're gonna be in the UK, you know, like when he came for Bound for Glory. It's like if he would have won the title at Bound for Glory, and it's like, well, we're gonna go to the UK, that's when you're gonna drop the title. Something like that where it makes sense. But if it's like, you know, even like if it's like, hey, your big fan base is in Texas. We're gonna be in Texas in 3 months. So how about we book you now, you win the title, and then you'll drop it at your hometown.
Texas.
Or you could win the title in your hometown and then you'll
Away from
drop it.
Mexico.
Yeah, or and then drop it somewhere else or something like that. You know, like leave it, like have it mean something. If it's just like,
Yeah.
hey, you're on fire right now, we're gonna give the title on you. It's like, no, just book them. You know, because you did that with Pentagon Jr. How'd that work out?
Yeah, he left. No, he left.
How'd that
Yeah, what is
work
he doing?
out?
I haven't seen him in a minute. Have you?
No, I don't know what he's done. So, you know, like it's just stuff like that where it's like you got to be careful who you give your titles to.
Yeah.
Now, Trinity versus Jordynne Grace. I would love to talk about this so much, but the fact that Trinity is most likely leaving the company, it's just like I got to go with Jordynne Grace on this one. you
I
know.
agree. Like I said, like we've been talking about, I don't really go with dirt sheets, but I mean, if I see the show and I see Jordan Grace wins, I'm like, okay, that gives me like 70% chance Trinity's gone. But then I would have to see her on WWE television, be like, okay, she actually signed. But you know, or they tell, but I think Jordan Grace is gonna win too, because I think that's the point of the caught your shot thing. It's like the same thing I said about Money in the Bank and the Rumble. It's like, you know, like if she loses, like, well, she's way stronger than Trinity. She could destroy her in real life too.
Oh,
And then
yeah.
Trinity's had a good run, but I'm like, at the same time, like, you know, we got a good run. You know, it's if WWE wants you, if that's a rumor, which I don't always like, I look at it, but I'm like, it might be. I have to see it to believe it. I'm kind of that kind of fan where I'm like, oh, this guy's gonna sign with this company. I'm like, well, until I see them show up on the show, cool. Like with CM Punk, I was there at Survivor Series. I didn't. People were saying, oh, he's gonna show up. He signed with WWE. The reason why my reaction to it, have you seen my video where I was like screaming or screeching, because I like allowed myself to be like, you know what? Okay, they could tell me he's signing with them, but until I see him walk down that ramp, that's when I believe it. Or on television, like Jay Cargill, that's when I believe it. I was like, oh, snap. That's why I feel like that's more genuine, where you're like, oh, I don't really believe that source. But once you see them, you're like, holy moly.
You know, and you know, and I miss that because it's just like, imagine if we didn't, there was no dirt sheet about CM Punk may
Bro.
show up to WWE. Imagine the reaction everybody would have, nobody would have been on their phone.
No.
Nobody would have recorded that moment because people would have had home.
And I saw people leaving too. You know, like I saw some people leaving around, like, it's like the Marvel movies at the end, you know?
Yeah,
Like you gotta
you can't
stay.
just
You got
leave.
like I'm gonna wait. I'm gonna wait until they kick me out, you know? Or you know, because we don't see the we didn't see the thing with the Survivor Series thing, because we were there live. But like we waited. I'm like, I could go to the car. We are in the Allstate Arena in Chicago, or Rosemont, Chicago, whatever. We know it's Rosemont. People, if you don't live in Chicago, it's you call it Chicago, it's Rosemont. It's a suburb. But anyways, it's like this thing. Like for her, like if I see Jordynne Grace win the title, I'm gonna be like, cool. There's a likely chance that rumor's real, that Trinity's gonna go to WWE, and her husband's there, so it makes sense, you know. And then hope, you know, now Triple H is under control, not Vince McMahon officially, you know. So like, you know, and then so that's what my logic is. If Grace wins, okay, that'd be awesome. She deserves it. She will call your shot, gauntlet, you know. But
You
yeah.
know, and it gets to a certain point because it's just like, you know what I miss is that people stop talking about the wrestling and they start talking about the dirt sheet
Yeah,
more.
that's the thing that's been killing wrestling. Like, I want
That
to see the
exactly.
wrestling. I'm a wrestling fan. I'm not a dirt sheets fan. Like, I could
It
watch all the
yeah.
dirt sheets on the NFL and the NCAA, but I want to watch the NFL game. I want to watch the NCAA chat football games. I want to watch the, you know, I want to watch the actual sport or event they're talking about. I don't want to hear about the rumor about this football player doing this. I want to see him play on the field and win, you know?
It, yeah, and it's kind of like it's when people talk about TV shows, people don't go and be like, they go ahead and talk about the show, right? It's like, hey, did you watch this show? This happened, that happened. People don't go and say, oh, well, do you know why that happened? Yeah, well, it's because this person had it in his contract, so that's why he had to act like that. That's why he had to wear a dress
Or that's why they
because it's
killed
on
off
my
the
contract.
character. Or that's why they killed off the character, because his contract was up. He didn't want to be on the show anymore.
Right,
No,
and
I
they
want to
didn't
see
want to
the I'll,
pay. Yeah, they didn't want
yeah.
to pay him, so that's why
Yeah.
they had to do this. They did
Yeah.
that. Blah
They
blah
had to kill off the
blah.
character. They had to like they he had to go missing for 3 months, because the actual actor had surgery, so they took him off for a little while, you know,
Why
just to.
do you watch Friends? How You Met Your Mother is way better. You know Friends is fake, right? You should watch How I Met Your Mother. It's just crazy about that stuff.
Yeah.
And it's just like, why do you guys care so much about that? Why do we have so many dirt sheets? Why can't we have like people that actually enjoy wrestling, like just enjoy it, talk about it? Why do you guys have to break the fourth wall? just enjoy
That's
it.
the illusion. It's not like you say, you know, the movie's fake. Transformers is fake, but you're not gonna be like, well, it's fake. You shouldn't watch it. Like, well, I want to watch Optimus Prime.
Can
I want
I?
to watch Godzilla. Like, I know it's not a real monster. I want to watch Godzilla, you
Well,
know?
hold on.
Like,
Godzilla's real. We have, yeah.
oh, yeah, we
I,
don't know
we have you been? Have you been
that.
to Tokyo? Have you been to
No.
Japan?
No.
All right. So Godzilla, for all we know, Godzilla may be real. All right.
Yeah, I think we're going off topic. We should go back. We should run it back in.
God damn it, Cat Williams.
I know. Wow. Anyway.
Happened? Where are we? Hello?
So we both agree on Jordynne Grace, right? Because we kind of assume Trinity's gonna leave, but at the same time we're like, we'll take it with a grain of salt.
Yeah, it but I hope Trinity stays.
Yeah.
And but yeah, I feel it's just like I don't want to talk about the dirt sheets. We already
Yeah.
did that earlier with Steve Macklin and Deanna Purrazzo. But with Trinity, it's like, she wants to leave. Because she's dropping the belt to Jordynne Grace, and I would rather have Jordynne Grace stay. So,
Yeah.
but let's go on to the main event. The only problem I have with the main event is that there's no buildup. There's no
Yeah, because
video. There's no video package going on. They're not building up the pay-per-view. I mean, sorry, they're building up the pay-per-view. They're not building up the matches.
yeah, it's kind
So,
of. Didn't you say like the last month was like just highlights or something?
Highlights or pre-tapes or like best of Impact. So yeah. But even with the pre-tapes, there was no building up. And I feel like that's what they should have done. You should have still built it up, the
Like it,
match.
so there's no mention about like there was no video package about Moose becoming Feast or Fired and him doing like,
No, it's
I want to go.
wait, was it? Yeah, Jordynne Grace won the Call Your Shot Gothic.
Yeah,
And
and then Moose
Moose, yeah,
has
there was
Feast or
that.
Fired.
There's
They
nothing
didn't
going
do
on.
no video on that. Like
No.
on January 13th in Las Vegas, Nevada, Heart of Kill, you see Moose's like video where
They're
he's like he
announcing
won
the
Feast or Fired.
matches,
But they didn't see
but
like a video
yeah.
package of him winning Feast or Fired and then him
No.
going out to the ring. I'm gonna cash in my title shot against Alex Shelley. None of that.
No.
See that? See there.
Yeah.
So yeah, like
So
there's no. But yeah, there's no like. Oh,
the reason why
okay.
I brought that up. Is that is the reason why I feel like Alex Shelley's gonna retain? Because it's like, how are you gonna drop the belt to somebody who's been holding the company down for you since last year, and now you're basically saying, hey guys, Alex Shelley, the face of TNA, and then it's like, oh, never mind, we're gonna give the belt to Moose, run with it a little bit. And they're gonna be, I believe, in New Orleans next month for No Surrender. So I
Ooh.
feel, and then if you, I don't know, I showed you the poster. At one poster, they have Alex Shelley, and then because it's the pay-per-view and the Fallout. So at one poster, they have Moose, and then the other poster is Alex Shelley.
So they're
So
giving you that kind of like, you never
we are.
know.
Why did they do that? So
It
there is
might
a
be like
possibility.
game time decision at the end. It might just do it like at that night. Like, you know what? You go over. You never
Right.
know.
Yeah.
That.
And that's showbiz. So they could say right now, Alex Shelley's going over. That night, Moose is going over. Or Moose is going over. But that night, no, Shelley's going over.
Yeah.
They could say it in the middle of the ring.
Yeah, like just
We're
call it.
going.
Just
Yeah.
you're gonna get
Yeah.
it. Like, whatever.
No,
I'm injured
never
or something.
mind. They all gotta do is, hey, nope. Moose is going over. Hey, nope. Ref tells them Moose is going over. And that's it.
If we
So
see it, you're like, oh, damn.
that's why I go when I go to wrestling shows, I try to be a fan.
Yeah, because you're a
Because
ref. You can know, like, they're doing a cue. Like, we're like, hey, like, oh, hey,
you
he's
hear
on
me talking to myself. Come on, man, what are you doing, man? And I'll look and I'll break the illusion for myself. And I'll be like, oh no, I ruined the match for myself. I broke the
then you're
illusion.
like, then you see them, like, when they're down, you see the ref talking to him way too long. You're like, oh, no, he's calling it. This is it. This is it.
Yeah, that's
Oh,
why I
man.
try. Like, that's why when you saw me focus. Like when I was watching Mike Bailey and Will Ospreay, I'm like, nope, focus, focus. Do not break this illusion.
Yeah.
Do not break it. Because when you're so focused into the match, you're just like nothing matters. Because that's how great this match is, and this is how much you want to enjoy it. And then it gets to, and then when you break that like the wall, it's like, ah, I ruined this match for myself. So yeah, I try to watch it as a fan, but bro, all these matches, all these cards, I'm gonna be watching as a freaking fan, man. So I don't know if I, I don't know if we're gonna be live streaming. I don't know if we show up because, we live in Chicago, so we got bad weather over here. But
Winter time, it's got snow.
regardless, regardless, I'm gonna be laser focused. Like, don't want to miss this and all that. And it's a special because it's like TNA Wrestling is coming back, So it's like, oh my gosh. So very exciting. I asked you earlier that I was gonna ask you now. Oh, sorry, who's going over, Alex Shelley or Moose?
I'm gonna say Moose.
Ooh, I'm going with Shelley.
I think it's gonna be like one of those things where like, yeah, you go over, but then he loses it like at, like you said, No Surrender or the March or April, whatever. I don't know the rest of the lineup. You never know, they might change the names of some shows.
I was gonna say, I asked you earlier, what surprises do you think is gonna happen at TNA Hard to Kill? Not a
I
not
mean,
not the not the announcement. Not the announcement. I'm saying, like, what do you think surprise things is gonna happen? Or what would you like to see? I feel like for me it's Okada.
I would say they bring back some originals like James Storm. Where's he been up to? I haven't seen him. They might bring
He's a
back.
realtor.
Oh yeah. Oh,
In
okay.
Nashville,
So,
Tennessee.
he could wrestle periodically and stuff. I would say like Mickie James resigns. Maybe not. Her husband's in on SmackDown, so she might go back to WWE. Who knows?
Gail Kim.
Gail Kim. I mean, she's been around recently, so not really.
She's always there. She's always backstage.
Yeah, so I'm not saying that'll be a surprise. Like, well, we kind of know she's there.
But to have her on screen would be a nice surprise.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, Okada would be cool.
AJ Styles, he did it for
Well,
the anniversary for
he
TNA.
might just do a video package. He's not gonna be there for sure.
Oh, well, yeah. I don't mean like showing up, just in general, like surprise, like Sting may do a video package. Samoan Joe, Christopher Daniels.
Yeah,
But
like welcome
yeah.
back thing, but like actually like wrestlers are gonna be there, like they're gonna be like, oh, I'm part of the company now.
I
That's
feel
gonna
like we're gonna get like a Lex Luger moment when he showed up at the Mall of America for who was it, Hulk Hogan's match.
WCW, I think so.
I
Yeah,
feel like
WCW.
we're gonna get something like that.
What company though? Like
TNA.
AEW? Oh, but like from what company?
No, just like a moment
Oh, just
like
like that.
that.
Oh,
Like a
okay.
moment like that. We're gonna have a mat, like we're gonna have two, like it could either be the main event, it could be like basically what happened with Lex Luger when he made his debut during a wrestling match. Was it Hogan's match?
I don't remember.
I don't really remember.
I know it was WCW. I know it was like the
But you know
next
how
night
he made
after
his,
Raw.
but you know,
Yeah.
yeah, you know how he made his debut where
And he's
he
like
just like
walking up
started
like,
walking in there, what
yeah,
to
he like
watch the
white
match.
shirt and all
Yeah.
that. Yeah,
I
I
feel
remember
like
that.
we're gonna have a moment like that. I don't know with who, but I feel like that's what I'm predicting. A
Because
Lex Luger debut.
I'm gonna say Tama Tonga. You know who that is, right? Because he
Yeah.
say he's gonna move back to the States, and who got money right now? TNA, and they work with New Japan a lot, so
Is
it
he
might be
TN is
natural.
he a big draw for would he could he be a big draw for TNA? I
I
feel like he's
think
a
he
big draw
would.
if he's part of the Bullet Club.
No, he's been good. He's been part of the Gorillas of Dynasty.
Oh, I
I'm
know
thinking
that.
he's a beast. And he's
Oh
Samoan too, I think,
yeah.
right?
He's a
No,
great
he's
worker. I'm
Tongan.
not
He's
denying that
Tongan.
part.
But
I'm
I'm
not denying that
thinking
part.
he'll be kind of fired up. If him and his the what's the other guy's name? He's be Camacho. What is he now? What's his name now? Camacho. Whatever his name is. La Loa or something. I don't remember this. But one of the or Hikulu. That'd be kind of cool if they showed up there. Like more
Right.
people from Japan could be there too. Like they have the Bullet Club there already. Why not have Tama Tonga join
I feel like it has to be
BDC?
somebody for the States.
Yeah, he's from
Just
the States.
yeah.
Well, he's from
Oh
Samoa, I
yeah.
think, or Tonga. I forget what.
But realistic, he's a big name for New Japan. So
What
like
about
you have
Sean
to.
Spears? But that one, he hasn't done much in AEW, so it's kind of like
No.
he's popular because he was,
The
but I don't think he'll be
only
like a draw. Like, hey, I'm here, you know.
curveball that I could see is MJF. But what are the
No.
chances of that? But that's one, like that's why I said, like, that's the only curveball where I'll be like, you know how I mentioned earlier where it was like, whoa, I never would have expected that. That's the one.
Or Mercedes Monet.
Mercedes.
Because Trinity's there, but Trinity might leave. Maybe not, maybe.
Oh, bro, what if she retains and Mercedes comes out?
Because Trinity's there, Samurai of the Soul's there, like her two friends are there. So why
Right.
not like be like, hey, come
Hey,
over
but
here.
hold on. What if Mercedes does what I just said with the Lex Luger?
Yeah. She does that to
Imagine
Trinity?
she hurt, yeah, for
Ooh.
Trinity, bro. Oh my gosh.
Ooh.
Trinity pulling the Lex Luger on Tri I mean Mercedes Moné pulling the Lex Luger
On
debut
her
on
friend.
Trinity
On her
on her
friend.
friend stealing that spotlight.
Dude. She'd turn on her friend or she'd just be there. But Jordynne Grace,
Bro, it don't matter. She
Oh, that'd be
just taking
cool.
the spotlight, bro. You know the story you could run with that?
Ooh.
The story
We
of
left
my, yeah.
together.
Or
You
for,
were
or,
had my
yeah.
back, but now you're
Right.
turning on me because I
Or,
joined
yeah.
you. I had to leave the
Yeah.
big corporation in Connecticut, whatever they say. Like, oh, because we left Connecticut, because that's where it is. Like,
Of
we
all places,
left.
she could throw the whole thing. Like, of all places you could have
Because
gone, you
we
chose
kind of
here.
we everybody's kind of agreed that like Sasha Banks kind of like inspired Trinity to leave with her, you know, like because they like, hey, we should go. Like, are you sure? Like, who got a better deal out of that though? They both became
Trinity.
rich. Yeah, she got the
Trinity
better
is
deal.
champion right now.
But
What are
then,
you talking about?
yeah.
Mercedes Moné's ex, if the rumors are true of her asking for 25 million, bro, what the hell have she done to ask for that money?
Yeah,
What
that's
have
like
she
Hulk
done?
Hogan money.
Hogan didn't even make that kind of money.
No, not even
He
Bruno
made that kind of
Sammartino.
money, but he
Yeah.
wasn't getting paid that kind of money.
Yeah.
Because there's a difference, you know, with the merch and all
Merch and
that,
all that, yeah.
like with all the monies that you made throughout the years. But what has Mercedes done that she, like, again, for Tony Khan, I don't know where that rumor started, if it is a rumor or if it's true or whatever, I have no idea. But let's just say if it's true, right? Regardless, I feel like more than $5 million for Mercedes is too much. She hasn't done anything to get that kind of money. What has she done? She had some good matches in New Japan. She drew money for New Japan, but she was still wrestling in front of 5,000 people. Is anybody gonna mention that part?
Yeah.
Did you know
Never.
that part?
No, I don't know. It was never sold out then. It was never like, she's here.
I don't
Let's sell.
know. I don't
I
know.
don't know either.
I
Yeah.
don't know anything about New Japan. All I know is that the places that she was wrestling for the Stardom, they drew 5,000 people. Is
Wow.
that, I'm sorry, but would you pay somebody $25 million who only draws 5,000 people?
No, you gotta be drawing like the whole arena full, sold out
Right.
every day. Like Roman
Yeah.
Reigns style or like LA Knight
Brock
style, yeah.
Lesnar doesn't even make that kind of money.
No.
But
No.
again, I'm pretty sure that's just somebody
Yeah.
just, you know,
Trying to
spreading
get like
lies.
trying to
Yeah.
get like oh this guy like oh let's see that what this guy said. I'm like, you don't
Yeah,
know
I'm
this
pretty
guy,
sure it's
no.
just rumors because nothing's confirming about that. I mean, the only time would tell, but it's like all I'm saying is like I do love Mercedes Moné, but it's just like I feel like there's a certain amount where it's like, like girl, I don't you haven't done anything, you know? And if I gotta choose the, you know, pick somebody for the four horsewoman to give that kind of money, it's Charlotte and Becky. You know, but once again, Brock Lesnar is not even that getting that kind of money. But you know, I'm pretty sure it's just like jokes and giggles and stuff like that. I mean, it's still funny when I saw that. I was just like, oh my gosh. And but yeah, but you know, but hey, I wouldn't mind seeing I wouldn't like I was still would want her to be in TNA. I'm not saying I don't want her there. It'd be cool to
Yeah,
have her
for
there.
sure.
But it's just like sometimes it's just like I don't know. I feel like there's other female wrestlers out there.
Yeah,
You
there's
know.
plenty of them out there that are free agents right now. I'm like, I'd rather sign those people right
No,
now.
yeah, for sure. For sure. All right. Well, I guess this wraps up for this episode. Anything you want to add before we leave? Take your time. Well, Ever's thinking, everybody hit that, you know, check out the links in the bio. So, seems
No, I'm
like,
good actually. No, I'm good. I'm good.
All right, well, take us home, ever.
All right, listeners, this before we go, please hit the like and subscribe. Give us a follow on Spotify and TikTok. Rest of our links and in the bio, and that is for this episode.
Well, I'm Ian.
I'm Ever.
And we are out.
See ya.
Do do do.